Anchorage has a gang problem, but it's hardly alone. Police officers from across the state gathered in Anchorage for a seminar on gangs. KSKA's Len Anderson presents the first of a two-part series.
Dr. Al Valdez says right now, crime is at a statistical national low that some experts believe rivals 1960. But, he says, the tabulation format likely hides the true impact of gangs and crime.
But you're looking at adult stats only, or you're looking at juvenile stats only. If you look at that combination age group that we talked about this morning, 14 to 24, violent crime is increasing in that age group. That's where we see our gang membership increasing, and there's where the majority of our gang members are in the country. So there is an inference. Nobody can draw it yet because we haven't done academic research, but there's an inference that the gangs may be responsible for some of that violent crime.
And he says, across the country, gangs are growing. A nationally recognized trainer and consultant on youth violence, Valdez handled the first day of the two-day training session. He's the former supervisor of the gang unit of the Orange County, California District Attorney's Office. He's worked more than 25 years in law enforcement and authored two books on gangs, one in its fifth edition and considered the foremost text for law enforcement officers, entitled Gangs, A Guide to Understanding Street Gangs.
I think that the general public is not very educated about gangs in Anchorage at all.
Scott Lofthouse is the gang criminal intelligence officer for the Anchorage Police Department. He spent 16 of his 17 years with APD dealing with the city's gangs. Lofthouse will coordinate the second day's training. He says in several ways, Anchorage gangs don't fit the national pattern. For example, Alaska gangs don't have the strict organizational structure marking outside groups.
Up here, our gangs are extremely loose. There's typically not a specific leader, and they're kind of like these little ad hoc groups that get together based on the neighborhoods they grew up in or the schools that they attend. They're not racially specific. They're very equal opportunity, racially diverse, and we have Crips and Bloods aligned with each other against other Crips and Bloods up here.
APD's gang specialist also says membership in Anchorage gangs is much more fluid than outside.
Since 94, I've known this young man who's been in at least five different gangs. It's just amazing because when you think of these hardcore criminal street gangs in the lower 48, you hear this term blood in, blood out, which is where they get jumped in, where they're beat in, or they do something to join the gang to prove that they have heart. They're tough enough to be in the gang. And then to get out, the blood out usually means they either get beat out, or you even hear about some gangs that won't let you out. They'd rather kill you than let you out of the gang membership. But up here, we've actually had Crip sets that have split up and all of the membership have joined blood sets. And you just don't see that in the lower 48.
Nor do Anchorage gang members necessarily fit the presumed socioeconomic pattern.
I was just talking to somebody that I work with outside the department who was talking about all of the gang issues that she's seeing in South Anchorage in the Jewel Lake area, Diamond High School area. It's having tremendous problems down in that neighborhood, and people don't think of that typically. We have kids that live on the hillside that go to school and service in South High Schools that claim gang membership because they think it's cool. They like the adrenaline rush. It's not because they have to, because of their circumstances, which is what we typically think of as the normal gang member.
If Anchorage gang organization and membership patterns differ from their outside counterparts, they do resemble the lower 48 in criminal activity and violence. Next, we'll examine gangs, law enforcement, and the courts. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.